Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Welcome to One for the Road, the podcast about running and the rest of your life. On this episode, we recap our recent 10K race together, discuss whether the word filthy is the way to get more women into running, and we share our favourite running routes in the London series.
Hi, I'm Harry.
And I'm Lissy.
And welcome to another episode.
So over the last fortnight, lots of you have been getting in touch on Twitter about the question we put to you in the last episode about a spring half marathon for Harry. So we had lots of suggestions of races she should do.
Yeah, I've been exploring some of the options. Melissa Fair recommended the Cardiff World Championships, which Lissy's just informed me is not only a half marathon, it's also where lots of other athletes and professionals get involved, and it's part of a kind of qualifying bigger championships, and that sounds really exciting and very cool. Kind of out of my league, I think.
It's quite expensive, that one, as well, because it's got the world champs at it, but that would be quite a cool one to be involved with.
Yeah, that sounds so exciting. Ben Hubbard recommended Cambridge Half to me, which unfortunately has already sold out. Apparently it's very popular, but I'd like to keep an eye on that one for future.
That's on the same day as Brighton, though, so I was like, no, that's not an option, because for me, Brighton is the best half marathon in the UK.
Whoa.
Also sold out.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Sods.
Thanks. I also had Paddock Wood, which is a new discovery, out of London, but not that far away. Totally doable.
Where is Paddock Wood?
I don't know, like south.
Trainable.
Trainable. Basically, okay. I only looked at ones that I could get to by train. But quite flat, quite in the countryside, kind of villages. I think that's the Sussexy one. It looked really nice. Mm. So that one I was quite tempted by. Also, Wimbledon Common. Thank you, Claire Pepper. That was very... it's kind of slightly traily because it's around Wimbledon Common.
Yeah.
So I was a bit scared of that.
I've done a 10K on Wimbledon Common when I lived there. Mm. Very traily.
Yeah. And we know how we're never that confident.
Tentative.
With trail. Tentative of trail.
Yeah.
So I'm leaning towards Reading Half Marathon because it's flat
and I can possibly hitch a lift.
It all comes down to the transport.
Yes, but the timings work too. It's the 3rd of April, so I think I'm going for that one. It's a Vitality organised one.
Oh, okay.
The same organisers as Run Hackney. So I think that's a good idea. So it does mean I'm going to have quite a Vitality heavy year. But the medal also has a lion on it. So that's kind of winning me over.
Has a lion on it?
Yeah. A lion.
Oh, a lion.
I just did hand motion.
Claws.
So thank you for your recommendations. I really appreciate it. I quite like this way of doing it.
Yeah.
Where I decide how to make a race.
Who needs Google when we can just ask you guys?
So convenient. So the last 2 weeks, what have we been up to? Lissy, why don't you tell me about your runner's highs, runner's lows?
Okay, so my runner's high this fortnight was a little run I did last weekend. So I was at Centre Parks with my family in Elvedon Forest. And so I couldn't get to a park run, so I kind of did my own little park run.
Oh.
I just ran around the kind of park and then managed to somehow, I didn't even mean to do this, get off the path and ended up kind of in the woods, like on the dog walking trail bit. And it's like my perfect version of trail because it was in the woods and no one around, but kind of like a semi-tarmacked path. So it was a little bit trady, but it was like, also like packed down and nice and hard. So I liked that.
Not muddy.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, I get to look at... The thing I don't like about trail is I feel like I have to look at my feet all the time to not
bit
fall
stressful.
Over. So I was like, oh, I'm able to look around at all the wildlife and the trees and everything, get chased by a dog briefly, without worrying about falling over my own feet. So that was beautiful.
Oh, that sounds like quite the treat.
Yes, I don't know if I've had any lows this time.
Very good. How's the training plan going?
The training plan's not going, really.
You are running, so...
I'm running, and I've also done loads of One Rebel this fortnight, to the point where I've maxed out my class pass this month.
Oh.
Boo. I've still got a week left with no credits left, so...
Okay, some new things on that radar right there.
Yeah.
What is One... We've talked about One Rebel a little bit before.
Yeah. So it's a couple of studios in the city near around Liverpool Street, and they have various classes. So I've been going to one called Rumble, which is a boxing class.
Cool.
Which is great.
Just boxing?
It's like punch bag, you do boxing, and then a bit of like HIIT, so burpees, squats, all the good stuff.
Great.
But yeah, I actually went to a 6:30 class this week.
In the morning?
In the morning.
Ooh.
Which meant I had to get up at 5:40.
There's a 5 at the beginning of that.
Yeah.
I struggle with 5s at the beginning of my alarm.
Yeah. It's like,
wow, you're doing
quite early. So yeah, that's good. I'm enjoying that.
And,
oh yeah, class passes.
Yes.
Class-based membership. So you pay a subscription fee a month and then you can basically go to loads and loads of different classes across. I think it might just be in London in the UK.
Mm.
But there's tons of different studios on it and you can just pick and choose which classes you go to.
Cool.
With a max of 3 classes per studio a month, which is why I've maxed it out.
You got caught out. See, that's where, because I was looking into it because it has the yoga class I go to in Peckham. They are on, the studio is on ClassPass, but I really like to go to my weekly class.
Mm.
So I would miss, it's great because it's kind of obviously for people who really want to get that variety.
Yeah.
But actually doesn't help if you want to go to the same studio more than once.
Yeah, so a lot of people I know that have got it are really good at just going to random things all the time. And I'm not very good at that because I like going to the same studio.
Yeah.
Once I've found a class and a teacher that I like going to it, which is, why I've now found myself in this position. And also I've got to the point now where I've found a couple of really good teachers, so I only want to go to their classes.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that get booked up really quickly.
Ugh. Yeah, that's how I feel about it. I'm a little bit like, I don't think I would use it to its full advantage because I don't want to go to the variety.
Mm.
Actually, I'm such a creature of habit. I like to explore a little bit, but then I like to find what I like and stick to it. So yeah, it's interesting. It's an interesting concept. It's quite new, isn't it, to London?
Yeah. It is quite new, and it varies quite widely how well studios put their whole schedule on.
Oh, right.
So One Rebel tend to put their whole schedule on, like even peak classes, but some very limited classes on there, which is a bit annoying because you end up only being able to go to ones at like 3:00 in the afternoon, which for some people's professions isn't very helpful.
Mm. Yeah, you need to be able to be quite flexible.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
How about you? Tell me about your fortnight.
What have I been doing? My runner's high... I was like, do I start with my low? But then I'm the wrong way around. My runner's high. Last weekend, I had a very successful run. I decided every now and again, now that I'm not really training, I like to try and just be like, can I still run long? And I did 10 miles. The weather was really nice. I ended at my sister's house and my sister made me brunch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it was just a really lovely morning. The weather was quite nice. It was really cold.
It was absolutely beautiful last weekend.
It was, wasn't it? That was that day where it was all beautiful.
I was like, yes, this is proper winter now where it's actually sunny but really cold. Yeah. So this I can deal with.
That's my favourite type of weather. And I just had a really lovely morning. It kind of made me feel really productive and I really enjoyed getting out in that kind of weather. And I caught up on loads of podcasts and things like that. But then my low is this week because today I should have just done the same thing or at least gone for a run and I totally failed. But I kind of failed in a weird way where I was all ready to go and then I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't motivate myself and felt a bit sad that was the case.
I think that's okay though. I think if you're that not bothered, then it probably wouldn't have been the greatest run anyway.
No, it doesn't seem like it would have been worth it.
No.
I kind of hoovered the flat. I like did
that's
jobs.
That's productive in a different way.
I think
way.
I felt stressed because it was one of those things. My head wasn't in it. Never mind. So of all the other things we've been doing in the last 2 weeks, we've come across some new running races that are on the horizon.
So, yeah, it was a fortnight ago now, wasn't it, that we did a race together?
We did.
My first race in 4 months. Yours was probably about the same, actually. I hadn't raced in quite a while.
Yeah, yeah, because since October. I did a 10K in October. It was a run-through event. Regent's Park.
No, it wasn't a run-through one.
Wasn't a run through one.
No,
it's nice work, isn't it?
No, it was in conjunction with Mornington Chasers. Yeah.
Oh, sorry to all of those parties who I've just got a total muddle with. Because that was it. It's nice work with Mornington Chasers. The other ones are run through. So the one I did in October was run through. But they're quite similar, I think, in their style.
Yeah, like very small, quite chilled out.
Yeah.
Just nice races. Good snacks at the end.
I had a Rocky.
I had 2 Jaffa Cakes. Very good.
I felt like it has a really nice sense of community and people are very friendly. The volunteers are very, like, people are just there because they enjoy being part of races like that.
I would say that race had probably the most marshals I've seen at a race in a long time.
Yeah.
Very, very large amount of marshals. And they were all really friendly as well, like super encouraging. And it was 3 laps of Regent's Park, which I thought would be a bit crap, but I actually quite liked it.
Yeah, I like 3. I think I like 3 more than 2.
Yeah. And also, you saw a lot of other people. It was quite fun on, I guess it was the second lap we were getting lapped. I was getting lapped. I don't think you were getting lapped. Got lapped by quite a lot of
people.
There
were a lot of people.
The only thing that I found a bit stressful about that race was that a lot of people had their headphones in and a lot of people didn't pay attention to the fact that they wanted people to just run on the right, so they were getting lapped on the left.
Yeah.
And no one was paying attention to that. And the amount of people I had to shout at because they were about to get clattered by someone coming through.
Yeah, there's a bit of that whole thing around. I understand, there's a lot of etiquette to do with wearing headphones and not wearing headphones and some races completely banning them. I was looking at Half Marathon the other day. It was so big on their website. It was like the main selling point. I know at the beginning I felt really scared of not wearing my headphones and kind of annoyed that someone was telling me not to. But probably also because I'm the kind of person who would still be able to hear things or I would be able to run one in.
Yeah, aware of your surroundings still.
But lots of people do wear big sound cancelling headphones and they want to be in their own zone, but actually in a race environment it's quite dangerous because you don't know what's going on around you.
Yeah, and I said clattering into them then like I was against the people that were running really fast, but I kind of think you should make way for the people that are coming behind you because they run faster than you, so you need to get out of the way and they want to, like,
they're busy.
Yeah, well, in a race like that there's people that are trying to do a really really fast time and there's people like me that are just there to have a little jog around the park, so you've kind of got to respect that there's both there and stay out of each other's way. But there were some people that I shouted at that just literally did not hear and I was like, there's someone coming up on your left or on your inside or like keep to the right or whatever it was, because I gave up trying to keep people to one side or the other. I just kind of like just move you out of the way, whichever's easiest.
Running up and picking them up and putting them to one side.
Like, get out of the way. The marshals was like, guys.
There were a lot of very cute dogs being walked in that park as
there
well.
Was.
I was totally overwhelmed.
It went to a corner of the park that I'd never been to before, which considering I feel that I'm like quite au fait with Regent's Park was nice.
Yeah, we went past the zoo section as well. I really enjoyed that.
Camels.
Yeah. No, I didn't see a camel.
Goats. You didn't see the camels?
Well, no, I got a bit distracted. I was focusing.
You were one of the people like,
I was one of the... Yeah.
Runner on your left.
I was one of people trying to like nail my PB and still didn't. By 5 seconds, I'd like to point out as well.
Oh, no.
So that was a bit annoying.
I think I probably missed my PW by about 5 seconds.
Oh, it was such a beautiful day though. And we had a really lovely brunch at Granger & Co.
Yeah, that was great. That was a great place. Just King's outside Cross. King's Cross.
I've been recommending that place to everyone. Yeah. The food was great.
That was good breakfast. A huge amount of salmon.
Mm.
So no, all in all, that was a very good race. And I think they do them every month. In the winter, they do them every month.
Yeah, it's a season and you can sign up so you could go to every single one.
Yeah.
I really like it for like a chance to... It's that thing of getting some pace up and getting into that environment where you can push yourself.
Yeah, I really having like a bit that. Of a test of
yeah.
your progress.
Yeah, I quite like it. For every now and again. So yeah, a nice start to our running season.
Yes. Talking of races, maybe one we won't like quite as much.
We're not going, are we?
No, we are definitely not going. So this is kind of blown up all over my Twitter and Facebook feeds this week. I have no idea where this race has come from. If it's come out, I don't know if we think it might be quite new. Anyway, there's a new race on the horizon called... Let me get the name right.
Yeah, because I can't say it off. I can't say it the right way around.
Filthy Girl Mud Run Weekender, which I feel like I should probably read the official description yes. so that we at least sell it the way they wish it to be sold. But I don't, yeah. It's...
Well, then we encourage you to check out the website.
Yes, I definitely encourage you to check out the website. Let's send them some traffic, shall we? Filthygirlmudrun.com. It's a girls-only, fun-filled and muddy 5K or 10K obstacle course followed by an exclusive after-party and two-night-long summer camping weekend. That actually doesn't sound that bad.
No, although the bit about it being muddy, I'm like, ugh, trail.
Yeah. I think the problem comes when is the execution. Well, the fact that it's called Filthy Girl, like even just keep saying it makes me feel a little bit on edge.
I think some of the way they've marketed it, the connotations... There's no discreetness there. There's no like, this is girls going out for a fun run. There's lots of references. Hashtag I'm a filthy girl.
Oh, the hashtag. No, just no. And the whole website is pink, which I can kind of deal with. I like pink.
Mm-hmm.
They have a classically attractive male at the top who's going to look who's taking our filthy girls through their warm-up, which is just a bit weird. It's the word filthy is just there too much, and they're using like two girls doing what looks like a mud wrestle as their kind of marketing image, and there's champagne there and there's blow dries and fake tan on the route, and yeah, it's just a bit, I think it's just a bit overkill. It's just every like cliche.
Yeah. But I'm intrigued. Like, it's playing to some... It obviously does appeal to some people. And we've talked about, you know, like, we're not natural... We weren't people who were naturally drawn to running when we were younger. And it's something that, for some people, this wouldn't ever even cross their mind. So perhaps this race is a great way of encouraging people to try running that might not do. Maybe.
Yeah.
But I sort of think there's so much emphasis on the after party and the camping... And the like weekend element, I kind of think you don't really need to put a run in that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really needed.
The way it's just, the copy is just a bit, I don't know what the word is, derogatory maybe? There's one bit where it talks about food and it says, we know that eating's cheating, but if you do get a bit peckish, go to the food tent. And it just feels like, it could be sending out a really good message of getting more people that wouldn't be included in something like this included, but it's doing it in a very potentially dangerous way, I think.
Yeah, that's it. It feels derogative. It doesn't feel positive. It doesn't feel about kind of a girl power moment.
No, I think anything that's got the hashtag I'm a filthy girl just feels like sending such the wrong message. Just feels a bit, yeah, that just doesn't sit comfortably with me at all. But yeah, like I said, I think, well, we've been on their Facebook page and there are a lot of people that are interested
there
in
are.
This.
There are
a lot of people saying, this sounds amazing, and like tagging their friends and trying to get them to sign up. And someone's like, oh, I've given it 5 stars before it's even happened. This looks so good. So in that way, I guess it's kind of good that people that, like, these aren't people that are going to turn up to a 10K in Regent's Park and run with, like, speedsters in short shorts if they're going to go have some exercise at this instead.
Exactly.
But, you know, don't make them wear a T-shirt that says, I'm a filthy girl in training.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, well, that's not the only race that's, you know, gender specific. There are those women only. The Nike 10Ks are encouraged to be women only.
Yeah. And Race for Life, which is, again, very pink. And I used to feel a bit weird about them, but I think now, on reflection...
Whole other kettle of fish.
Yeah.
This, like, is a whole other level.
It's just pink. Like...
Yeah.
I can't really comment when my bike is pink, my trainers are pink, my coat is pink, my nails are pink. I like...
Yeah, where's the...
It clearly... I find it a bit weird that people get so offended by everything being pink because some people just like that colour, so...
Doesn't need
as long as there's other options as well, then it's fine.
So interestingly, on that note about, I don't know, that kind of awareness of the gender balance in running and in races in particular, I've been browsing Helsinki Marathon, as you do, and the homepage straight away...
Hang on a second. Is this some kind of hint as to maybe what your next marathon will be?
I was hoping that wouldn't come up.
I'm just doing some research. Okay, fine.
And they lead with how many days it is. There's a counter to how many days the next one is. And then there has percentages that kind of scroll up to the current count. So you can still sign up. It's still open. 69% men, 31% women, and there are participants from 40 countries. And I find it really interesting that they just... That's like the first thing you see on their website. Like three sections down. That's the main element.
I find it really interesting that they've publicised that given the split that it is. Because I guess it's just so it's there. But if I looked at that and saw it was only, what was it, 31% women?
Yeah.
I'd say it's pretty low for a marathon.
Well, I'm thinking that you can still register. So I think they're wondering, it's a bit of like a marketing tool, isn't it? Is it saying... I don't know. It's like a mixed message. I think maybe I read that and then kind of did think, oh, I want to get those women numbers up. Maybe I'll run it. So maybe it does encourage women to join in.
But it could equally be like, oh, this is quite a male heavy race, this. I'm not sure.
Yeah, why would I take
want
part?
To sign up for it? And then, I don't know.
And then either way, why is that an issue, you know?
So that is really interesting that they even published that.
Yeah, so what do you think? Let's put it to the listeners. Gender only running, A-OK? Complete with tan spray boots? Yeah or no?
Yeah. Let us know what you think on Twitter and then
maybe we'll feed it in.
Yeah. Maybe we're just being a bit one-sided. I don't know. Yeah, let us know what you think.
So we had a great recommendation for the London series on Twitter from Dean Lucas. Thanks for your suggestion. It was all about, if anyone's seen it on Strava, because we're big Strava fans, as you know, for routes, both London, New York, and no, they do one for Stockholm. They are great running routes or cycle routes in your area. And it's all about, it's a little bit crowdsourced. I think the research they've done on it is the routes they find people are using frequently, but also what they do themselves. And it's kind of like suggested running routes for a new city. And I think it's a really great idea. It'd be a great way to explore a new place. If you were going to New York, I'd definitely be looking up like a great route that everyone does.
Yeah.
That's a popular running route.
Yeah, so they call them local guides on Strava and they have running versions and cycling versions.
Yeah.
And they have a little summary of... So the London one says, expect moderate weather and misty runs along rivers, over bridges and through regal parks and a maze of quaint, uncrowded streets. Not sure where in London you're running to have uncrowded streets. But
if you plan to get up at 6 a.m, you're going to be away with the quiet streets.
I guess some of these are... like there's East London Towpath one, Regent's Park, Bushy Park, Victoria Park... Battersea Park. It's basically all the parks.
So they've crowdsourced a lot of them. So we thought we might give you, for our London series, our own. What's our favourite running routes?
Yeah.
So Lissy, tell me, what's your favourite running route?
My favourite running route is a loop of the river. And it would be... Well, it's not even really a loop, it's an out and back. So it's from where I live in Wapping... out east along the river through Limehouse and to Canary Wharf.
Oh, yeah.
Little loop of Canary Wharf and then back again.
Oh.
And
so quite east.
Yeah, quite east. And actually, not quaint streets, but definitely uncrowded if you do it on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I really like running around Canary Wharf on the weekend because it's just a weird place. It's very quiet.
Very desolate.
Yeah, I like running out east. Once I actually ran all the way out east to the Thames Barrier, which was an awesome run.
How far is that?
About 10 miles
okay.
from where I live.
Yeah.
I'd really like to do that again at some point.
So that would only be... Is that 10 miles there and back?
No, there.
There. So even if you put from Tower Bridge into that, you're still only looking... You're looking at like a half marathon distance.
It's really nice.
That's pretty
good.
And
then you kind of go out through... I went through the Greenwich Foot Tunnel and then along... Mm-hmm. So you get really quite east at that point and very mm-hmm. quiet, and some of it's a bit battered, and then you kind of pop out and you're suddenly at the Thames Barrier. It's nice.
Nice. Ooh, I like it.
But yeah, I like my little 4 mile kind of out and back to Canary Wharf. It's my favourite.
Solid.
See a lot of good river section in there.
We should map these and then share them.
We shall. We'll do that.
Because that would obviously be a good idea. So you can have a go too.
You have to be on Strava to do that. So join Strava and follow us. Thanks.
It's free. You don't have to go premium to do it.
No.
What's mine? I think I quite like doing... Where I live now is a bit further back, but when I lived a little bit closer to town, I really like the fact that you can run from the river to King's Cross and it is less than 5 miles.
Oh, okay. I've never done that before.
No, it's so surprising because you feel like from, say, from Blackfriars up to King's Cross is a really long way. And it's actually, I think it's like 4 miles. And you can go, it takes you through kind of like a, if you go the Blackfriars way, you're literally just going straight up. So you go through kind of a Smithfields Market kind of mm-hmm. angle.
Yep.
And then I quite like to hit King's Cross, go to the canal, and then run up round the back to the park and end up in Regent's Park. And I would suggest that as quite a... Like a route that, for me, I don't do very often because of where I live. But actually is always kind of refreshingly different. And you like get a bit of canal. You get a bit of... I love this idea that you've pretty much just run from the river to King's Cross.
Yeah, I like that because it's... You feel... I would imagine you feel like you cover quite a lot of London, but without actually running that far.
Yeah.
Because you kind of tend to like run straight east to west, mm-hmm. like in a line, like either along the river or like through the parks and stuff. So that's kind of going
up to down.
Yeah,
nice. I do an awful lot of east to west, or you know, a lot. Mm. I do a lot of river running because I work on the river. It's very close for me to get there from my house, and I quite enjoy sometimes just trying to mix it up. And that south to north is quite a good way to like blow your mind.
Yeah, good way to learn some new routes, not just running as well, kind of like how to get around town.
Yeah It makes you realize everything's much closer together.
Yeah, cool.
So we'll put those up online.
Yes,
I think we should. So we told you last time about our little bit of a rebrand. Hopefully you've seen our lovely new logo.
Yay.
We've had lots of positive feedback, thank you. And we are starting a newsletter because, you know, it's important that we share with you many random things we found on the internet. And our general running updates, I think. So look out for that coming soon. You can sign up on our website, which is oftrpodcast.wordpress.com. You can also find us in lots of other places on the internet now these days.
We're getting better at the Instagram.
At the Instagram.
We even posted a photo after our race in Regent's Park. On Instagram.
That's true.
You might have seen that.
Check it out. We've got some very nice medals going on.
Mm-hmm. Yep, doing a bit more tweeting as well. Really, really loving hearing from you all on Twitter as well. So keep getting in touch with us on both of those. We're at OFTR Podcast. And exciting news. We are going to plan something a bit different for our first birthday episode, which will happen in March. And we're looking for people to get involved and also have their voice on the podcast. If that sounds like something you might be interested in, drop us an email on oftrpodcast@gmail.com or get in touch with us on Twitter and we'll get back to you. We'd love to hear from you and get as many different voices on as possible.
Yeah, share some of the running love. Well, that's it for this week. See you soon.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.